Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
If you're on hold, stick with us. We're going to get right to your phone calls. We're talking a little Browns quarterback situation right now. But the Guardians playing the Detroit Tigers tonight, we hope. Hopefully playing them for the next several days, weather permitting. Well, when you're going to check with weather, you know, there's only one guy you can check. And if he's not busy on the golf course, he'll go ahead and help you out.
It's a true sports fan.
He's Jason Nicholas, the head weather honcho at Channels 19 and 43. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Yeah, not on the golf course today. A little wet.
Yeah. How you hitting them, by the way?
Super disappointed in you.
Hitting them well?
I'm not hitting them as often as I'd like to, actually. Did not get a chance to get out as much this year. But we've had great golf weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I don't even know you anymore.
Will we have good baseball weather tonight?
First of all, can we just acknowledge the fact that we're talking about this is awesome?
Yes.
Because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was telling my buddies, you know, some of the best weather for baseball is the end of September. Let's go to one of those Tigers or Rangers games. And I got the whole, it's going to be a bunch of AAA guys. Why do you want to go there and waste your time? And I said, you never know. There's always a chance.
Look at you.
Not only can you forecast
the weather, you can forecast sports as well. It's impressive.
I'm an optimist, though. I'm always an optimist.
Yes,
you know, we all have buddies who are big pessimists, and Johnny Raincloud, even now, they're like, they got Scooble tonight. They got no chance. You know, you still hear it. It's like, what else does this team have to do to earn a little respect around here?
There it is.
Yeah.
Maybe dodge raindrops.
Tonight, yeah, let me talk about the weather. Tonight looks pretty good, guys. A little humid. A sprinkle's possible, but tonight is really trending nice. I think it'll be a nice night out at the park. Low 70s. Again, a little bit on the muggy side, that's fine. But tonight looks good. Tomorrow's the day where I think they're going to have to make some decisions. And whether that means a little delay, whatever they decide. Because I do think once we hit around 4 or 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, especially through tomorrow evening, I think we've got rain around downtown Cleveland. Now, it's not going to rain the whole time. There will be some dry gaps, so not a washout at all. The question is, what do they do? You know, it's the toughest thing ever. I don't envy anyone who has to do this with the team because, you know, earlier in the year, they might not play tomorrow because they've got them coming back in later in the season to do a doubleheader or the next day. But they want to get this game in tomorrow and not mess around with anything on Thursday. So I think they get it in, but they're likely going to have to dodge some raindrops, whether that's a delay of the first pitch, whether that's a mid-game delay. They finish a little bit later, but I think they get it in. But tomorrow is definitely the wet day. Thursday's trending drier. A couple days ago, I thought it looked like it was going to rain Thursday night. Now we're looking at, you know, a few days now where we're trending drier. So Thursday, I'm more optimistic that they're going to be all right, especially later in the day. So that's the upside there. But Wednesday's the day we're watching. Then for the Rangers three-game series, looking fantastic. So get out there, certainly, if you can't, the next couple days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday look good. Low 70s, lower humidities, and sunshine.
Awesome, buddy.
Hey, let me go back. Do you see any showers on Thursday? Because Thursday's a day game, right? I think Thursday's a 3-something start. I'll double check that. But
oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I do. As we head through the day on Thursday, drier weather comes in. So an earlier first pitch. Yeah, I should have checked that. My bad.
No, no, I'm double checking too because I thought it. I said earlier today it was. Keep going.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Thursday's looking. Looks like the better weather later in the day. Showers around for the first part of the day. But as you head through the afternoon into the evening,
no, I was wrong. I was 6:40 start. Sorry, my bad. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
That's actually better than 3 o'clock. So
yeah,
later in the day. Again, one of those things where we might have a few showers around to start the game, but I don't think too much later in the game. You know this. You know we start looking at trends when you get a couple days out and weather forecasting. You don't necessarily put a lot of credence into the latest information. You kind of look at trends, and we've been trending drier. Thursday evening. So I'm optimistic Thursday evening for that first pitch is going to be good. It's really tomorrow. Tomorrow okay. is the day where they're going to have to, you know, either delay it or make some decisions there. But I'm sure they want to get that game and they don't want to mess around with a doubleheader or anything like that on Thursday.
Jason Nicklaus, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit him straight. Get out there and hit him. Come on, man.
You're right. Yeah, I need motivation.
Once it dries up.
Hey, Andy, tell the story once when we played it in a scramble on your first swing on that par three.
I did it go in? I can't remember. It wasn't a hole in one.
No, you threw your back out on the first swing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It's like a 230 yard par three out of Stonewater with Jimmy Hanlon's event.
Yeah,
and Andy has a 4-iron, and I go, "What are you doing with a 4-iron?" And he swings and hits the line drive into the woods, and then immediately goes to his back.
And that's our boy right
are
there.
Are you sure? There's no way I would hit a 4-iron on a par 3.
It's going to be a long day.
Andy, you don't hit woods.
You.
What else would you have
no,
hit?
No, but on a par 3, I wouldn't take anything. I take a 7, an 8, or a 9, or a pitching one.
And lay up on a 230-yard par 3?
Well, it's a scramble. I was going to let Jason do all the work. Who cares? I think
nice job, Scotty Scheffler.
We won, didn't we? Even with my bad back,
because
I think
you had
we
Jason.
Won that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you made some putts.
Nice. Thank you.
Jason.
Many people think I am great at putts.
Thanks for the input, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Jason Nicklaus, Chief Weather Guru at Channels 19 and 43 with a little weather
I'll
update
never forget.
For the Guardians.
I felt the pain in my back as he was saying that. I'll never forget that.
I'm sure you did. We were just talking about Shedeur Sanders.
Yes.
Yeah, we sure were.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
Shedeur.
Deion going on the New Heights podcast and saying, you know, he didn't want to go to Baltimore and sit behind Lamar Jackson for a while. Isaac is in Shaker Heights. Hello, Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac. Thank you very much.
Oh,
going once.
Isaac.
Going twice. Sold.
Oh, man.
Entertainment is in Worcester. That obviously isn't your name, is it?
Of course. Just like... Should no one sit behind somebody and just wait till they get the flu or take the vacation or get the corona in order to start? That you know, I mean, come on, fellas. I was actually worked up about, what was it, how long I've been on hold for?
7 hours. You were out for 7 hours. Yes.
Yeah. If you'd have caught entertainment about 20 minutes ago, I was going to just lash out. But I calmed down.
That's why.
Know, like anybody else should do.
We're psychologists, fake psychologists. You know we are. Fake, totally fake.
Right. I mean, but come on, you know, come on, fellas. Just imagine someone in your position.
Yes.
You know, you have to sit behind someone and hear them talk all damn day. And then you're going to have to wait the next day, hear them talk all damn day until that person gets a flu or takes a vacation in order for you to start talking. I mean, after a while, you're just going to go berserk.
But entertainment.
Am I correct?
Who wanted to give him a starting job right now? Name one team.
Okay. So you do have a point. Your point is legit. All right? I'm not arguing your point. I'm just speaking on behalf of anyone sitting behind anyone, okay?
Yeah, I get
so you
that.
Got the thunder on this one here. The thunder is all yours. May you carry on and you made me laugh before I hung up. You go ahead, fellas.
All right, Worcester. Thank you. There's entertainment in Worcester. Always good to hear from Wayne County. Cleveland's in Cleveland. Let's bring it back to Cuyahoga County. What's up, Cleveland?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to tell you that I really don't want to put any of those quarterbacks in, including Watson. I don't want to see that right now because with the value of it, I have these guys that are worth quite a bit if they're pretty good. So I'd rather solidify my offensive line, especially with the problems that I'm having right now, before I put them in over Flacco, which is, he's a great quarterback. He's been there. He's done it. But the value of it, I don't want to – I'd rather him – something happen. I'd rather be him than one of the youngsters. And I'll go through that. I'll let you guys talk about it.
All right, Cleveland. Thank you very much. See, and everybody has a different opinion on this.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. I would love to see the young guys out there. If the team thinks they're ready, great. If they don't, play Joe. Honestly, I think it's that simple. We go to Medina County. Boy, we're hitting all the counties. Chris is in Lodi. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, homies?
You are.
Hey, you guys know how easy we could be at 2-1 right now?
Oh, yeah. We're safety away. We're 1 yard away from being there.
We're one caught pass away. We're one kick away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Now, I get Flacco's kind of had a couple rough games, but, you know, he put us in position to win game one, and he put us in a good position to kick a good field goal, you know, in the game against the Packers. And I'm not sure if them young guys are savvy enough for that kind of thing yet. And also, you know, I know he's had some receivers open, but he's kind of tossing to the guys that are catching, you know. Some of them guys are having a little trouble catching the ball, and I don't know if that's part of the reason he's overlooking some of them maybe, or he's got more confidence in certain targets, you know, where he's checking down and, you know, maybe more confidence in completing those passes than the longer ones that kind of are getting – not kind of, they are. They're getting dropped a lot. I mean, these guys are getting hit right in the hands, and they're not catching the ball right now. So
to me, there are clearly issues with the passing game, right? All the way around.
Why not leave them in there, see what we can do. We got the Lions coming up, I think, right? And then the Vikings maybe.
Correct.
Yep.
Let's
off to London.
Let's see what happens. And, you know, we got time to put them young guys in, and maybe against the Lions is not the time.
All right, Chris. I don't think it's against the Lions, that's for sure. You got to roll with Joe this week. There's no question. Jim's in Concord. Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I understand everybody looking at Joe and saying he's not playing that good, but two reasons I wouldn't change. And I'm a Shador guy all the way, but I know Dylan's the next guy in line. But you can ruin the psyche of these young guys. I mean, look at, got rushed in. Trubisky, Darnold, Danny Dimes, he's playing good now, but they all suffered when they had bad offensive lines and no run game. I mean, our run game's average. It's not even great. And plus all the line problems. That's one reason. And then the second reason is when the game's tight at the end, you want Joe in there because he's been there before. That's just my opinion, but I respect everybody else's opinion on it.
Jim, thank you very much. Jim, I think with some valid points. Yanni is in Mentor. Yanni?
Yanni?
How are we doing, guys?
We are doing fantastic.
I got one question. My question is, why are we always just going at Joe Flacco's throat here? Uncle Joe, you know, we could be 2-1 at this point, just like we just mentioned. And I think we have more problems in the receiving court catching balls than we do Joe himself. I think we just got to take a big, deep breath, realize what we have here. We have a 40-year-old quarterback. He is a vet. And no matter what, whoever we put in front of him is not going to win his football games at this moment. I do not believe that we have a chance at making the playoffs with the rookie quarterback in there. So why can't we just do the old traditional, learn from a vet who's done it, who's been great. He's struggling a little bit now, but he's 40 years old. Let's accept what we have here. It might take him a game or two just to, you know, get things under his belt here. We got two tough matchups coming up, and he's our best option, no matter what, you know, Drake Entertainment, whoever tells us.
Was that Yanni, the Yang? Was that the Yang Yanni to Drake's phone call? I think it was. Yes.
Bottom line is here, you shouldn't make a quarterback change. You just won a game. You're first, and you're 1-2, and we'll see where it goes, but I just think the quarterback situation is a mess for this year. I really do. And we'll see how it gets straightened out, if it gets straightened out at some point. Big doings in week 3 in the National Football League. NFL rapid fire coming up next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.